With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department prosecutors have been told to produce materials in their criminal case against former FBI Director James Comey. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A federal judge has given Trump administration prosecutors until the end of Thursday to produce grand jury materials and other evidence seized from an investigation into Comey. His attorneys said they were at a disadvantage because they had not been able to review materials gathered years ago. The judge scolded the Justice Department for adopting an indict first and investigate second approach. Comey has pleaded not guilty to charges of lying to Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supreme Court considering President Trump's tariffs in a challenge of his executive use of emergency powers. Challengers contend the president is abusing the emergency law, but the president says that's not true and a ruling against him would be catastrophic for our economy. The government shut down, forcing the FAA to make some major adjustments. Bill Alexander explains.
The Federal Aviation Administration will reduce air traffic by about 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The agency is confronting staffing shortages caused by air traffic controllers who are working unpaid, with many calling out sick during the shutdown, resulting in delays across the country.
Top executive at a startup company that helped college students to apply for financial aid has now been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison for cheating J.P. Morgan Chase in a $175 million buyout some 4 years ago. And this is SRN News. Democrats have a problem with religious Americans.
Analysts are calling it the God gap. The fact that if you're a person of faith, you are a lot more likely to vote Republican, and if you're non-religious, you're a lot more likely to vote Democrat. It's a pretty serious numbers problem for the latter party, because despite the broad general decline in Christianity in this country, the vast majority of people describe themselves as religious, and you still can't build a winning coalition with just atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish and Christian leaders in Maryland are condemning a Halloween parade float that carried a replica of the gate to the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz. The replica gate was included on the float made for St. Joseph Catholic School in Hanover, just northwest of Baltimore. Nazis murdered more than 1 million people at the Auschwitz site in the early 40s. This is SRN News. A prominent British retailer says a recent cyber attack that prevented shoppers from buying online turned out to be a very costly matter.
Marks and Spencer saw its half-year profits cut by more than half as a result of the attack that brought its online business to a grinding halt. M&S says its underlying pre-tax profits tumbled 55.4% to $240 million in the 6 months ending September 27th, largely on the back of a 40% collapse in online home and fashion sales. Robust food sales did help to cushion the blow somewhat. Rich Thomason reporting.
Swiss government looking for a shout-out from the United Nations Cultural Agency to include yodeling on its list of intangible cultural heritage. Promoters insist yodeling of yore is too stereotyped and the tradition is far more than just a bunch of mountain cries. More details at srnnews.com.